Lisa 3 was drunk when the castle fell. But Lisa 3 was always drunk. The cleaning supply closet was never full. I'd never seen any other maintenance droid chug bleach by the gallon like Lisa 3 did, or any other robot for that matter. She said the chemicals stabilized her glitches, that it balanced her memory card. It didn't. But she was wasted away all the same. However, after all the rot and rain and rust, we were all pretty wasted away. In my entire existence, I have never left the Magic Kingdom grounds. None of us have. I wasn't built early enough to remember before, back when the skies weren't smoke and ash didn't rain like black snow, when rain didn't glow, back when green things grew and oceans didn't rise. But we kept working. We kept going as the bodies faded to bones. We kept the streets clean as the black smoke choked out the sun. We kept working in the silence. We kept going in the dark. We're still working. We're sweeping rooftops in the heavy ink rain. I swiveled up from my blackened room toward Lisa 3 and say, "Sometimes I wonder who we're working for." She shrugs. "I don't know. We just work. Peace. That's what we do. That's who we are. We keep the rides running even if there's no one left to ride them." "You're so dramatic." "That's so?" She takes a swig of bleach. "I ain't dramatic. This dead world is. I'm telling you, Peace. This is a dead, dead world." No matter how drunk Lisa is, she isn't wrong. Black rain comes down harder, sounding like gunfire on the metal awning we stand atop. We can't lose our balance, though, thanks to the suction on the bottoms of our boots. Greeter 665 waves at us from under her roof, far below ours. Lisa cringes. Greeter's face is half rotted away, leaving her with one ghostly yellowed eye. Her smile is painted, unwavering, forever. Three strings of red wire are all that's left of her hair. Greeter's nose is completely gone, leaving a gaping hole in the middle of her face. Her arm is the only thing that still moves. Back and forth, creaking. Her voice box shudders to life. "Welcome to Disney World." I grab my sister's hand. "Good morning, Greeter." My echoes crackle over the rain. That yellow eye, that dark hole where spiders live in her face, bore straight into me. Her cracked, pale, pink, painted smile never moves. "Well, come to Disney World." No one talks to Greeter. She can only say the same thing, poor soul. Perhaps it was sadistic of me to try to communicate with a dying unit, to watch her suffer. But all alone like this, trying to function, failing to function, dying leisurely, silently, all on her own. Greeter needs someone to talk to her. Even if she can't respond. "We were made in the same factory." Lisa's eyes are on Greeter. She used to be able to talk. She used to move. She can't even think now. What happened to her? What happens to all of us? Time. Waves of rain ripple in the wind. My reflection glows up at me from the deep trench of radioactive water swirling black. The neon eyes and the bottomless rain. The short silver hair. The pale fake flesh that can still feel. I've forgotten how old I've lived, but I still look like the day I was built. Peace, 818. Lisa's face joins mine in the reflection, her silver pigtails, eyes glowing empty green, her lips red, her skin pigment painted to match mine. We wear the same tight purple and gray bodysuits. We used to work Space Mountain 2.0 together. It's just our programming, to protect each other. They gave us these roles in the ride. She kisses the top of my forehead, but she will always be my little brother. The water rises. I hold the robot who both is and isn't my sister. And in each other's arms, we watch the world end. I always knew the castle, the one Cinderella was supposed to live in, would fall, eventually. And eventually is now. A dark, foaming wave crashes into the bottom of the castle. The old girl groans. Then she crumbles in waves of gray and stone. Ash, dust, bones, bricks, broken towers, pictures, papers flying, shattered banisters, drowning flags, snapped faucets, falling fragments of stained glass, swirling curtains, sinking dresses, children's dolls are all sucked down into the dark water. Hurricane. Lisa nods blankly at the destruction. We're too high up to be washed away, too high up to rescue anyone, too high up to do anything but watch. The water sweeps through building after building, street after street, ride after ride, merciless. Stones fly, lights sink, graffiti drowns, salt sprays, waves devour, endless water, blind destruction. Destruction she can't escape. Her arm creaks back and forth. Flurries of rust float off her eyelashes. Her pale yellow eye twists up and down. I'm running down the rooftop before I can think. I'm slipping on shingles. Well, Lisa's screaming. Come. I can see the edge of the roof. I'm almost there. Choo, choo, choo. Almost, choo, choo. Almost, choo. I'm too late. The waves tear her like a rag doll. Greet her! She's gone. She's gone. Gone! Lisa? When she treads up behind me, I point to the graffitied wall behind where Greeter used to stand. In faded black spray paint, the human race will survive. We are forever. What's the human race? I don't know, Peace. We stare at where Greeter 665 stood for centuries.
That was Rose Helsing as she was reading her story, You and Me and the End of the World. Thank you very much, Rose.
Oh, you're welcome.